Rory, how are you, mate?
Good, how are you going? Thanks for having me on, boys.
Yeah, no problems, mate. Disappointing in the end, wasn't it? Because for a long time of that game, or most of the night, you were right in that, but just fell short when it counted most in the last quarter.
Yeah, as you said, Bix, very disappointing result in the end. We really thought we could match it with him in the fourth quarter, and probably for three quarters we did. And we were sort of seesawing in the fourth, but they took their opportunities and we didn't take ours. So, yeah, very disappointed that we didn't get the result.
Just struggled to get the ball into your own half. They dominated around the clearances with the hitouts. I think it was 25-3 in the last quarter, and the inside 50s were 20 or 19-5. And for pretty much the first two-thirds of the quarter, was stuck in their half of the ground.
Yeah, that's a credit to them as well. Their midfield and the way they press and get the ball stuck in their half, that's what we kind of want to do. And they did it straight back to us. So unfortunately, we couldn't get it forward. And when we did, it sort of came back out. So, yeah, credit to them. And that sort of put the pressure on us. And then they were able to kick a couple of goals. So, yeah, sort of the way it went.
We'll go to the start. They're a good starting team. Crows haven't been, although by half-time it looked like it was a real bum fight, which was great. Just missed too many set shots. I think up to half-time, kicked 2.6 goals from set shots. Some of them were just absolute gettable and they had to be kicked, Rory.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. I reckon that sort of told the tale on the night. If we sort of made those easy kind of set shots and take our chances against a really good defensive team like Freo, then we sort of put ourselves ahead on the scoreboard and put a bit of scoreboard pressure on as well. So I think that's what it sort of came down to, and we'll have to keep working on that.
How deflating is it as a player, you know, that you get it all the way down there, you work your guts out, 30 out directly in front. There was two in the first quarter and they're missed. Do you talk to each other about G-ing each other up to get on with the next contest? What's set out there?
Well, I'm sort of down the other end, so we're sort of setting up... we're sort of talking to each other as defenders, but mm-hmm. I think the forwards sort of work together and sort of speak to each other, and yeah, it's just a matter of them going back and kicking it, really. There's a couple there that sort of should have been kicked, and just a matter of actually executing it and going through their routine. So yeah, sort of they've got to move on with it pretty quick, but yeah, it's also a lot better when they actually kick them and put a bit of scoreboard pressure on.
One area of the game that was outstanding from our point of view was the defence. Your back six, it's a very young group, but just stood up magnificently. And for me, it looked like Cole Chaney really led the way. Some of his defensive efforts were outstanding.
Yeah, I think we were really good as a back six. As you said, we've got a few outs, and unfortunately, Yenchi's just gone down as well the last couple of weeks, so there's a bit more experience gone. But we like the, how we worked as a team and how we set up down there. As you said, Cole Chaney, some of his efforts were unbelievable. I think he plays that role really well, coming off his man and sort of helping out Tiles and Lever in the air. So I think we worked really well as a back six. And as you said, we're young, but the more games we kind of play together, the more... we work together, the more we gel together. So, yeah, it's really positive from that outlook.
I think Boccaccini had a record number of spoils. His decision-making to drop off and assist is outstanding. But what I was most impressed with, Rory, other than your month of footy back there, Jake Lever sold a pup. He sold one of the most magnificent pups you will ever see in what his fourth game of AFL, eh?
Yeah, he's showing a bit, isn't he? He looks like... very comfortable at the level, and he even came off his man a couple of times and sort of read the ball and got a few spoils. But he's also really quick with his feet when he's got the ball and makes good decisions. So I saw that. It was not bad at all. I would have taken the candy.
A little birdie whispered in my ear, they're calling him the candy man.
There's a few boys saying that around the club today, I reckon, making a few jokes.
But just on that, in the 5AA call, Bix, you caught it. He ran off in that last quarter like he had glass in his boots. He looked like he was shot, Rory, so it's a very physical game. Hey, just on you, your last month, there's been nothing short of superb. You're in ripping form. How's the head?
Yeah, head's right, mate. Speaking of Jake Lever, he sort of ran straight through me last week. He sort of saw ball and got ball, and I was in the way of it. So his head just cracked into mine, and I've had a few innocuous kind of knocks this year, which is a bit frustrating against the Bulldogs earlier on. Ace Cordy sort of hit me pretty well. So it's fine, though, mate. I pulled up all right, pulled up well last week, so I was happy to be back out there the week after.
And I'm wrapped for you that you've settled down in that back seven, they call it now. You know, I know you can go on ball and do a negating role, but, you know, last year, for whatever reason, they didn't back you in with it. You must be wrapped that while she sees something special in your back there to look after those smalls, Rory.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I'm happy to sort of get some consistency in my game and play a few good games here and there. So I think it's just a matter of going out there each week and sort of working with the other boys down there as a kind of back seven, as you said. So I'm happy to play my role on the team, mate. But I'm more importantly more conscious about getting wins on the board.
How did the review go today? Because I suspect most of the KPIs were pretty good in terms of the tackling numbers. You had 88 tackles, which was plus 16 on the opposition. The ground ball numbers, you were plus 40, I think, which is one of the ones that Phil really rates. The contested ball, you were plus 37. So a few things went right that you wanted to go right. What did the coach have to say today?
Yeah, he was, Walsh is a big believer in the ground ball tackle combination, so we usually go through that. And as you said, the numbers are pretty outstanding in terms of us winning them. So it's just a matter of we did all the work, you know, as you said, the contested ball and all those other KPIs. It's just a matter of actually kicking the goals in the end. I think that was, as I said, sort of the downfall. So there's a lot of positives to take out of it, and they're obviously a quality side and been playing really good footy. So I think we're just going to keep bringing that each week, and hopefully the scoreboard actually puts some pressure on the other team.
It was interesting for me as a spectator watching. I just thought when the rain came in and the game became a bit more about yardage and there was more inside ball, it looked like Adelaide excelled. And then as it dried out again, Fremantle just got that ascendancy back. Did you feel good when it was raining? That's tended to be the most dominant Adelaide were.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with it down back. It makes it a bit harder for the forwards to get their ball on it, get their hands on the ball, I should say, especially with some of their forwards that they got. So I think we really relished the wet conditions, and our midfielders were outstanding in there, sort of getting the ball out, and it was pretty even battle in there. So yeah, they're really slick with their ball moving out of stoppages when it was sort of dry. So I think they sort of got on top of us at times, but I think it was just a real arm wrestle for most of the day.
Mm. Over Freo, the Crows won the tackle count. They won ground ball, contested ball. Their pressure acts were greater. Inside 50s, it was equal in the end. You had more scoring shots, yet lost. Where does kicking efficiency and numbers of turnovers come in all the KPIs, Rory? Because I reckon you get that part of it right. As Walshy said afterwards, you're playing a style of footy that'll stand up in finals.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. Pretty much just what I was going through before. I reckon that's sort of what's hurt us this year. We've had a couple of games where our kicking efficiency has been a bit of a letdown, and that sort of hurt us going forward and then actually converting on the scoreboard as well. So I think that's just the main area that we need, a bit of polish, if you want to call it that. So I think, yeah, as you said, Walshy said, we're playing a brand that will stand up in finals footy, and if we keep doing that, then I think keep working on our deficiencies, which is probably the kicking efficiency. And then if that comes into play, we play a complete game. We're a pretty strong side, so there's a lot of positives to come out of it.
Are you allowed to smile as a player in the Crows team? The reason I ask is Eddie Betts puts a smile on my face every day, and when he plays, and I see smiles on your guys' face, I don't know where your concentration goes. But the biggest smile was every player. Paddy Dangerfield broke from a stoppage, burnt off Fifey, and it was a left foot inverted screw mongrel punt of a screw finger breaking kick that went 15 yards and landed right on Tex Walker's lap. I think he missed it in the end. If he had a kick, that would have been great. But I saw every player's face just explode with excitement, Rory. I reckon that's great that you can smile out there, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, well, there's been a couple of moments this year that sort of, when you're sort of kind of on top, I think there's more of a time to smile, like we were kind of round one, but we'll probably enjoy that in the second half a bit when we're sort of 10 goals up. But I reckon every single player's face sort of had a smile or a jaw drop when Eddie kicked a couple of those goals on the weekend. That left foot talk, I reckon I was having a smile on my face and thought, yeah, I've done it again kind of thing. So there is times, but it's usually not much time to sort of think about too much things because you're getting ready to set up structurally or looking for your opponent or that kind of thing. But, yeah, there are some definitely enjoyable moments out in the football field.
Tell us about playing on the same oval as Nat Fyfe. He got the 10 votes from the coaches' awards. He's about 20 or 30 in front in that award alone. So he's a remarkable player and was one of the great jewels, wasn't it, Patrick? Certainly he didn't have it. Nat didn't have it all his own way. Patrick had a bit of it, but clearly Fyfe, one of the best players in the comp right now.
Oh, yeah, it was actually unbelievable to watch. You sort of just noticed it. You sort of just, every time you look at the ball in a stoppage, it was either Danger going one way or Fyfe coming out the other way with it kind of thing. So, Fyfe's unbelievable. He just knows how to find the footy, get it forward, break through the stoppage. knows where to run, etc. And so does Danger as well. He was a contested ball machine, and I reckon those conditions are perfect for Danger. He broke the line still and got the ball out with like a staggering number of contested possessions. So it was a great duel between the two of them, and they're both absolute superstars. They deserve all the credit.
Crows Gun, Rory Laird, our guest for Harvey Norman Outlet. Got some good news we're hearing. Brad Crouch may be in the SANFL this week. Rory Sloane, B. Smith and Dougsy Douglas are all on the track, Rory.
Yeah, I think they've been training a fair bit. I was with a couple of them today having a run around and kick. So I think it's just them consulting with the medical staff and hopefully getting the all clear, because every single one of those players are very, very good players. So if they can get back as quick as possible and as healthy as possible, then, it helps our side immensely. So, fingers crossed that they can sort of get up and start playing again.
Mm. Hey, Rory, thanks so much for joining us, mate. Congratulations on your form. Your last month has been outstanding, and we wish you all the best for this week's game against Carlton.
Thank you for having me on, boys.
Yeah, Rory Laird there, and Bix, well, if you tuned in at 3 o'clock, I did mention that he'd been to the dentist, having a little bit of trouble with those big luba lips. Yeah, he just couldn't quite get that out.
That's the first time I've sort of got a bit stuck on the lips.
Well, the swelling in the cheeks are gone now, but you have got a big set of lips sitting there, buddy. So how many fillings did you have done?
I had a crack in one, and I have one replaced, and I had a chipped tooth fixed up. I need to go more often,
Hey, Rory Laird, our guest.